Good morning and happy new year. John, what do you think? Is it a day for resolutions? Ding, 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 ding.
Not for me. Not for me. I can't improve on perfection. You know, just leave it right where it is.
Well, unlike you, there are many of us who are going to be thinking about resolutions today. Like, I don't know, maybe quit smoking or find a new job or promise to make it to the gym this year. Really, it's going to happen. Well, for most of us, it won't. And it's not because you're lazy, but according to science writer Jonah Lehrer, your brain can't handle it.
He's the science contributor
to The Takeaway and author of the book Proust Was a Neuroscientist. Good morning, Jonah. And are you letting us off the hook here?
Good morning. Not entirely. I just think people should appreciate just how weak the willpower muscle in the brain is.
How weak is that? Describe to us, what is the willpower muscle in our brains?
Well, this is a nifty experiment. Scientists took people, they took a group of undergraduates and told them they were being tested for long-term memory. That was actually a lie. They were being tested for willpower. One group of students had to memorize a two-digit number. So, you know, just two random numbers. The other group had to memorize a seven-digit number, which is pretty tough for the brain to do, to hold seven random numbers in your working memory. The students were then marched down the hall, and before they were what they thought being tested for the actual experiment, they were given a choice. They could choose between fruit salad or chocolate cake. It turned out that people who had to remember the seven-digit number were twice as likely to choose the chocolate cake instead of the fruit salad. And the answer is, you know, using working memory, the reason those seven numbers make you so much more likely to choose the indulgent, high-calorie treat is that those extra five numbers so weaken your willpower because they both rely on the same brain area that people literally weren't able to choose the healthy alternative.
You totally lost me here. So let's back up. I have seven numbers that I'm supposed to remember. You ask me if I want fruit salad or if I want cake. And if I choose cake, that means I have an inability to remember the numbers or that I'm confused.
So working memory and willpower both rely on the same brain area, which is called the prefrontal cortex. It's a very small, feeble brain area just behind your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the act of having to remember those seven numbers so stressed out the prefrontal cortex, took up all the cognitive space, so to speak, that there was no space left over for willpower.
How did you test the assumption, though, that people were predisposed without having to memorize this number to go to the fruit salad? I mean, it could have been that they were like chocolate maniacs and they're like, yeah, of course we want the chocolate.
Except there's such a big difference between the two groups, so that people who only had to remember the two numbers were much more likely to exercise self-control and choose the fruit salad.
Much more likely? How much more likely?
About twice as likely to choose the fruit
salad.
That's significant. So it was definitely significant, and they kept on running this experiment over and over and over again to make sure that this wasn't just a fluke. And yet they found the same thing over and over again, that when you give the brain a tough cognitive task, and memorizing seven numbers is surprisingly hard for us, there's very little processing power left over to exercise willpower.
So if you're a bartender, okay, during the holidays, and you want your customers to drink more, you hand out Rubik's Cubes to all the people at the bar, and they're going to get completely wasted.
Exactly. And I think this, you know, and of course, this doesn't just apply to, you know, nifty experiments involving working memory. It also applies to when you're in a bad mood. It's tougher to, you know, exercise willpower. When you've just seen a sad movie.
Right.
So people have also done experiments that when you have people watch a sad, tear-jerking movie, they tend to consume much more popcorn and Milk Duds.
Well, let's bring it back around then to the resolutions. So in other words, when we choose to do something that's very difficult for us, getting up early, divorcing a spouse, staying away, quitting smoking, that we don't have enough energy to conduct our daily lives and maintain the intensity that we need to stay away from those things that we're swearing off of or to do those things that we want to do.
This mental muscle is surprisingly weak. And given the weakness of this muscle, which is a recent scientific discovery, I think it's important to pick and choose your battles. So if you're trying to quit smoking, don't try to diet at the same time. If you're going through a messy relationship breakup, don't try to quit smoking at the same time. Pick and choose your willpower battles. That, I think, is one of the morals of this research.
Conversely, and don't eat sugar, right?
Well, not necessarily. They've shown that actually having people do a tough puzzle – they've compared people who had lemonade with Splenda and lemonade with real sugar. Then they had them do a tough, you know, like a tough Rubik's Cube, as John put it. Then they had them exert willpower, so they had to not eat a chocolate chip cookie. People who had the lemonade with Splenda actually were much more likely to choose the cookie. And this seems to be because the prefrontal cortex, that feeble brain area we were talking about earlier, is very energy intensive. So it always needs these refills of glucose. And when you had people consume Splenda, this brain area was a little more depleted than usual. And so that's when it
– And it knows. It knows the difference between Splenda and glucose. Well, conversely, this also means if you want to be successful with your resolutions – and let's try to leave people with something positive here it means you need to put as many reminders around you as you possibly can so that the likelihood of being distracted is at a minimum.
Absolutely. And you should find ways to kind of take these hot feelings of I want the cookie, I want the chocolate cake, and give your brain a little time to cool down. So put your credit card in an ice cube tray in the freezer.
That stuff works. That's a great idea. Signs that say you're fat. Look how disgustingly fat you are everywhere in the house.
Put a mirror on your fridge. Just give your brain a chance to take this hot feeling of I want the chocolate chip cookie and recontextualize it so the hot feeling can become a cooler, more rational choice.
When are you going to start working on something like self-esteem, Jonah, so that when you come back here we can talk about something that's actually going to make us feel better?
Well, this should make people feel better when they can't quit smoking right away.
Okay.
Just to know that it's not your fault, that it just takes time. It's very tough for the brain to not get what it wants.
My prefrontal cortex is feeling very feeble.
Well, there's a takeaway for you. It's very difficult for your brain not to get what it wants. Something to remember from Jonah Lehrer, our takeaway science writer, contributor, and the author of the book Proust was a neuroscientist. Thanks, Jonah.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Jonah.
Happy New Year to you.
Clearly, I was struggling with that concept that probably speaks to how well I've done in resolutions over the years. Anyhow, we have Mark Garrison here now, who has the headlines of the hour. He's in for Femi Okay.
I do. Thank you. It's 28 minutes after the hour.